Okay, so I have a bit of a tangent story to tell today. I was really excited about these back-to-back sessions of energy work, right? On day 18, we touched our toes into the realm of Reiki, and today, day 19, we're going to play with EFT, or Emotional Freedom Technique. But as luck would have it in my world, these sessions ended up being far from back-to-back. Right now, they are over a week apart. Therein lies the story. Hi. I'm Melinda Perkins, and this is your Longevity Lifestyle Podcast. Your time is precious, so we're just going to dive right in. Here's my story. I travel back and forth to my sister's lots, right? Because I'm a super lucky woman, and I have a really great sister. Sometimes I travel well, do everything right, before and after my flights to make the transition super smooth. See, this transition is from sea level to high altitude. Not high altitude. I'm at 5,000 feet, but it's enough to rock my system sometimes. So I amp up my immune system and hydration before. I've cut out workouts the day after, taken electrolytes once I hit the ground, and other such protocols that I've learned along the way and through trial and error. Last Sunday, I flew into my hometown from my sister's. The same sea level to 5,000 feet transition I've done a bazillion times over the last 3 years. And somehow I got it all wrong. Like all wrong. I had never heard sirens wail down my street and said, "Do you think that's for me?" I hadn't ever seen the inside of the back of an ambulance except on school tours. I had more little sticky electrodes on my body than I have fingers to count them. Bottom line is, I'm fine. I learned a ton about my body, our hospital system, the many different tests they can put a human through to see what's wrong with them, and most of all, lots of tips on how to keep myself from drinking that same elixir of accumulated mistakes that landed me there in the first place. Here's the point in telling you all of this. We are at day 19 in our self-esteem journey, right? And I want to be perfectly clear on one thing. It says nothing about your self-esteem or where it sits to ask for help. No. I amend that. It says lots about how high your self-esteem is when you realize that you are in over your head and you just don't keep flailing your arms and sinking. You actually call for help. My major malfunction in all of this was that I absolutely could not access any of my energy techniques or my mindset manipulations or really basically anything that I would use in everyday life to keep myself on the right track. I was past that, sinking fast and really, really scared. Now, normally, I preach and absolutely believe in the human body's ability to heal and upgrade itself. That all you have to do is employ the tools in your tool belt and make it so. And the medical system is a backup plan, not the plan, to keep your body healthy. And while I still believe all of that, I actually reached the next level in my understanding of myself and my position in the world. The most important of which is that if you still have breath in your lungs, it's not too late to turn the train around. So while the medical system isn't my plan for health, it can be a great plan to keep the air in your lungs so you always have that chance. Now, all of that being said, today's energy techniques can be a fantastic way to get yourself back on track when things go awry, and a great way to keep yourself on track when things are sailing along beautifully. In fact, it's the best time to practice in times of calm. Now, we'll get back to our original subject, which I hope will be a fabulous tool in your tool belt. EFT, or Emotional Freedom Technique. Now just pause for a second and say that slowly, letting each word sink in. Emotional Freedom Technique. Do you love that as much as I do? I am all about being free from my emotions, free to express them and let them go. And just plain free in this game of life. I love it. All right, so a little information in case you don't remember much about EFT or if this is your first time running across it.
Basically, it utilizes the meridians of the body to shift energy within your body and to keep you in flow. On day 18, we talked about three basic terms of energy work: energetic bodies, chakras, and meridians. If you'd like a quick tutorial and you missed on day 18, feel free to run back there and have a quick listen. I think I called it a 40-second lesson on energy, but seriously, it takes less than 10 minutes. It's not quite 40 seconds. So here we are with the EFT and meridians. Many of the EFT tapping points are meridian exit points. Take the collarbone. Those points, 1 inch down from your collarbone and 1 inch away from the midpoint of your body, are your K27s on each side. The 27th or last point on your kidney meridian. The action of tapping on these points gives the energy a wake-up call. It stimulates a release, which flushes blocked energy. So imagine like sucking on a straw that has a lime seed stuck in it. With a bit of vacuum pressure, you can release the seed and the straw flows again. Okay, so it's best if you don't suck the seed down your throat. But anyway, there's no such thing as doing that in the energy realm. Anyway, so back to the K27s. Tapping initiates that vacuum pressure, which then releases any blocks to the free flow of energy through that entire meridian. How cool is that? Just like tapping on these points releases that flow. Guess what? We are going to pause here again, and this time for full disclosure. On day 18, we talked about Reiki. I am formally Reiki trained all the way through a full year, 12 months of level 3, where I developed my Reiki teaching program. I've been teaching since 2012 and practicing Reiki since 2006. Tapping is another story. I have never been formally trained. I've used it since 2012, 2013, before it hit the mainstream as a practice for health or to clear acute issues. And long before there were hundreds of practitioners with thousands of videos out there. So what I will do with you here is a hybrid of the books and videos and other study materials I've accumulated over the years. Not from a formal class that I teach, and not from a formal class that I've taken, because I haven't done either of those. Now that being said, here we go. Like Reiki, EFT is a framework you can learn and use to help you harness and direct the natural flow of universal energy. Natural. Anyone can practice it. There are lots of follow-along videos out there, and if you'd like formal teaching, there are so many trainings from many different people out there too. So here we go. If you are not familiar with at least the words emotional freedom technique, or if it's been a while since you have used it, here's a quick overview as I see it. Number one, it is often referred to as EFT tapping because that's what you do. You tap on these meridian points primarily in the head and torso while repeating a phrase or thinking about something. And that leads to point number two, the pre-show. Assuming you are using tapping for some sort of emotional freedom, you have an issue that is bugging you, and you would like relief from those emotions. The pre-work involves focusing on that issue, really feeling into it, and assigning it a number on a scale for how powerful it is. Now, because I promised we would play in the realm of money today, I want you to think about money, specifically your paycheck, your current one, which I'm hoping, only for the purpose of this EFT practice, that it's not really where you want it to be. Once you've done that, I'm hoping you get a 5 or above on the scale, because we really want to affect change on this subject. So, next your job is to turn your focus to the paycheck you want to have. Yep, we're going to write ourselves a virtual paycheck. Not a realistic one. I want you to pick an amount of money that seems really far out there. Pick some number that you would like to be on your paycheck. what you dream of being paid in, like, your wildest dreams. I want this to seem like way out there. And if it's not far enough out there, add a zero. Get to the fun stuff. And the next thing I want us to do is I want us to step to the mirror. I really like to do this bit in the mirror because I find mirror work to be very powerful. You do not have to step to the mirror. You can sit wherever you are and do this however you want. But if you do choose to step to the mirror, I want you to give yourself a bit of a stare down. And I want you to say this phrase, I am worth, and I want you to fill in the amount of the paycheck per year or month or week. And now I want you to see how it feels. So this statement is, I am worth whatever amount that is per year or month or week. Very simple statement, right? And then we're just going to see how it feels. Now, if it doesn't feel cruddy enough, I want you to add that zero. Make it higher. We want this to feel really, really gross at the start so we can really build it up from there. So we have our statement and we have our amount that really doesn't feel resonant with us, right? And then we're going to take a deep breath and we're just going to start tapping through the points while repeating that super simple phrase, I am worth whatever amount is per year, per month, or per week. So here are your points. If you're familiar with the points, you just go ahead and start tapping through. But here are the points in case you need a refresher. So the first one is your karate chop point, which is just the side of the hand on the side of the pinky, like you were going to chop, you know, wood or an opponent with your chopping hand. So your karate chop point. And you can just tap on those. I actually tap on both of them just because I find it to be more powerful than doing it unilaterally. But you can do whatever you want. And the same thing with most of these other points. So you have your karate chop point. That's the first one. Then you have the beginning of the eyebrow point. So this is your, just like it says, the beginning of the brow, just above and to the side of the nose at the edge of your eyebrow. And there's two of those, so you can tap on them with one finger or you can tap on them with two, your choice. Side of the eye, there's two of those, so it's on the bone at the outside corner of the eye. Under the eye, two of those as well, on the bone underneath the eye, which is approximately an inch below the pupil. Under the nose, there's a single one of those, the point between the nose and the upper lip, the chin point, halfway between the underside of the lower lip and the bottom of the chin. There's just a single one of those. Then the beginning of the collarbone, you get into the dual ones here. This is the point that we talked about, which is an inch below the collarbone and an inch from the center of the chest. Under the arm, which is, you're like giving yourself a hug. There's two of those on either side of the body, approximately 4 inches below the armpit. And then you move back up to the head, directly in the center of the top of the head. And usually when you go back through it, you don't go to the karate chop points again. You just do the other ones. So that's it. You can use one fingertip. You can use two fingertips. You can use all of your fingertips on these points. It's important to repeat the tap approximately 5 times on each point, but you don't really have to sit there and count them. You just kind of do it until it feels like you need to move on. And just keep tapping through these points over and over again, repeating your phrase, and don't stop until you feel that feeling. Seriously, there will be a feeling, some sort of release somewhere in your body. It might be in your belly or your heart. It might be all over. But I want you to keep tapping and talking until you feel it. You will know. Whatever your body sign is that it's ready to release any resistance you have that makes that statement feel cruddy, it will let you know. And then you can stop. So when you get that rush, you can go ahead and finish tapping. when you get to the, when you, usually it's when you get to the top of the head. You can finish wherever you want to if you just kind of feel like you're done, but usually continue tapping through all the points. Once you felt that rush, just tap through the rest of the points until you get to the top of the head, and then take a deep breath through your nose and let it out through your mouth and just really get the rest of that energy out. And then I want you to smile at your brand new self in the mirror. Now, the last thing is practice. Once through, we'll shift some energy about it. Twice, we'll double or triple it. And, well, you just kind of keep going until you feel that you are good on that. One day is fine. Once every other day is fine. However you want to do it from there, just don't just do it once and go, yeah, all right, I'm good. I mean, you can if you want to, but it's more powerful if you repeat your tapping over a few times at least. So a quick rehash and repeat. We're going to start at the pre-show where we find some sort of emotional thing that we have an issue around and that we want to release. And then we come up with a statement, like we came up with our statement about our paycheck, right? And then we step to the mirror and we give ourselves a bit of a stare down and we say that statement. And then we take a deep breath and we just start tapping and repeating that phrase. So you go through all the points and you don't stop until you feel that feeling, get that really good full body response. And then you continue tapping through the points until you get to the top of the head point. And then you take a deep breath and you smile at the brand new you in the mirror. And then you repeat this as often as you like. Now, I want to reiterate, there are hundreds of gurus out there on tapping. Lots of books and videos and classes. If this particular tool works for you, I would do a bit of research. It is super powerful stuff in all areas of life. And the biggest thing is that anyone can do it. When I worked in a special program in our public school system, we incorporated it into our classroom. If kids in elementary school can do this successfully, and they do, I've witnessed it, give it a shot. It really works. And happy day 19. So one last thing I would love for you to do is to pause for a moment and take a breath. And just realize that this is day 19 of your self-esteem journey. And wow, how does all your progress feel? I am super pumped that you are joining me on this journey. And if you have listened all the way to the end, I appreciate you. And I hope you have an absolutely fabulous day.